Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Happy Sunday and welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Today is Sunday, March 16, 2014, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our topic this evening is Let's Get Enrolled, which is a part of our healthcare series. So stay tuned. Well, first of all, we want to tell you exactly what etiquette is. We know that there are many who listen to us every week, new listeners, and I want to say welcome to the new listeners. Etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially a court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I just like to give a shout-out and kudos to Charles I and II. Well, once again, welcome to each of you. This evening's topic, once again, is Let's Get Enrolled. And as part of our ongoing healthcare series this year, which is titled Be Kind to Your Health, one of the main ways to do that is to make sure you have health insurance so you can visit your doctor regularly. We have a very special guest joining us this evening to explain how you can secure coverage. And I am very excited to introduce J.P. Clay. He is from the Multicultural Healthcare Association. And I'd like to say, good evening, J.P. How are you?
Good evening.
How are you doing today? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Great. I'm doing well, too. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. If you would, just take just a few moments to just sort of introduce yourself to the audience and kind of tell us a little bit about your organization.
Okay, first I'd like to thank you for having me on the show. Absolutely. I work with the Multicultural Healthcare Association. Our first and foremost goal is to work with those under 250% of the FBL range in helping them get insured, those who haven't had insurance, those who have questions about insurance, and then the opportunity just to educate and then help them make the best decision that's for them.
Wonderful. And, of course, you know, we all know that the law says that you must have health insurance by March 31st or you may face paying a penalty. And, of course, you know, we all know that there are many who are still uninsured just due to numerous reasons. And what I wanted to do is kind of go, I'm going to go first of all to one of the emails that we've received, JP, if that's okay. It says, Etiquette Lady and Guest, I found that maneuvering through this healthcare maze on the government website to be a nightmare. How do I know if the health plan I select is correct for me? I tried to read the benefits and compare, but only got confused. Please explain. And this comes from Mary, and Mary is listening to us in Maine.
Okay, first and foremost, you have four ways to get coverage, and, you know, over the phone, it's by calling the marketplace, online, which she did through the healthcare.gov, in-person assistance, and then a paper application. if you actually go on healthcare.gov and review a plan, it is a qualified health plan and meets the 10 essentials. Other than actually not knowing the specifics of the plan that you looked at, I would advise just going to that particular carrier and just giving them a call.
Okay. All right, thank you, and Mary from May. I hope you you do take that advice. And it does seem like it can be kind of confusing because even in some of the commercials that run, you see them saying, well, I don't know exactly where to go and you know, which particular health plan will, you know, what it will provide, and just seems to be kind of confusing. Is it, JP, do you think it is confusing as it seems to be, or is it possible that generally we don't have to do that? Usually our employers will actually offer that particular insurance or so. So what do you, what's your take on that, just kind of in general?
In general, I think that that's a very good observation for it to be confusing, but I think it's only confusing because it's brand new. The marketplace, you know, just coming online in January 1st, although open enrollment starts back in October, is this a new way of selling insurance. And just like doctors have doctor's language and lawyers have a lawyer language, everyone is being introduced to a new level of language called insurance. The opportunity there is to kind of better educate yourself on the terms and the conditions and just a summary of benefits to have a better understanding. But, you know, there is a lot of help out there. 85% of Americans are covered, but that still does not mean that, you know, we don't have a lot of people uncovered, which is somewhere around 34 million. The best place to look online would be, you know, healthcare.gov. Again, you know, you have a lot of in-person help. But the language is the language. They tried to make sure that as the law was written and made available for the general public, that it was written in everyday language. So the more research and the more study you can do, the better off it would be for the best conversation, for the best education possible.
Great. I have another one that says, hello, etiquette lady. Thank you for reading my email. Please ask your guests on how to compare the different healthcare providers. Are their rates determined by the company name or by the benefits? I usually like to use doctors who have been referred to me. And this comes from Janice in Marietta.
Very good question, Janice. I would start off, you know, the plans are either HMO for health managed or POS for point of service or PPO for preferred doctors network. And so really your plan, as you read into it, if it's a managed care service, typically cheaper, but even as outlined, I mean, the lower the premium, the higher the deductible. So we make sure that we're looking at a full plan. And then in regards to the carrier to carrier, you know, it's just different ranges per carrier. Don't want to plug anyone in particular, but just being kind to all of them, they are out there to, in turn, ensure coverage. So as you dig into the plan and you recognize how much the deductible is, how much the premium is, and then can kind of see what the maximum out-of-pocket costs, you can start judging from what you can afford and what you can't afford.
Okay, so that really sounds sort of like auto insurance, if you will, because I know that the lower your premium, the higher your deductible for your comp and collision, if you will. So it seems like it's basically, the insurance is basically set up the same way, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's insurance talks. Thank you, Donna.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me go. I'm going to just switch to go to the phone here for a minute. Let's see here. All right. Extension 8395. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway?
Hi. How are you this evening?
Doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great.
Great.
I really didn't have a question. I was just enjoying the topic. Just wanted to know more information about it. I'm learning, even though I already have insurance through HumanaCare. I haven't been to the doctor yet, but I do have insurance. I have an appointment on April 1st. So I'm still just listening, and I'm enjoying the topic. Thank you so much for doing it.
Okay. Thank you for listening. And we do have some callers that I'm sure just cannot access it right now online, so they're certainly welcome to listen in. Here's one that says, Etiquette Lady, thank you for the great info and guests you bring on your show. And thanks for reading my email. I have health insurance, but my daughter, who is 25, does not. She is unemployed at the moment and doesn't think she will be able to afford the premiums. What do you suggest she do? And this comes from Carol in Atlanta.
Okay. If she's under the age of 26, she can actually go into her mother's plan is an option. If that's not an option, by far, they do have some exemptions in regards to if you don't have any income, which you're welcome just to go to healthcare.gov and investigate that. In particular, it's really a case-by-case basis, but those are the two options that first come to mind.
Okay. So, Carol, hopefully now that you know that she can actually go on your policy. So that's great. That is wonderful to know. Okay, I know, too, JP, I know that we are in Atlanta, and if you could just kind of talk about the organization there where they can go in Atlanta to get some help in trying to, I guess, maneuver through the maze, if you would.
Absolutely. We are actually working in an agreement with Operation Hope, and that's at the Martin Luther King Senior Community Resource Complex at 101 Jackson Street, and we welcome people to come down there until the end of the month, and we will sit down with them and go over their insurance possibilities, answer all questions, and at the end of the day, make sure that it's better that they came in and got educated one way or the other for any questions that they may have.
That is wonderful. Can you give that information again, please?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to be located at 101 Jackson Street. And for those who don't know, that's actually the same address right behind Ebenezer Baptist Church, historic Ebenezer, right across the street at Auburn and Jackson. The phone number there is 404-228-0155, 404-228-0155. If you come in and ask for the healthcare group, we're upstairs on the second level, and we can discuss any plan with any carrier from those that are on the marketplace, which will be your Humanas, your Blue Cross Blue Shields, your Peach State, and Kaiser and Alliant.
That is wonderful. So those of you that are out there listening that perhaps, you know, have been a little confused about what to do and, you know, a little anxious because we are coming up on the 31st, there's somewhere that you can go and feel comfortable to know that you have the help and the assistance that you need. So that is great to know. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition, the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. PBQ Electric, LLC, is a full-service electrical contracting company specializing in both commercial and residential services. These services include home renovations, panel upgrades, and camera installations. Additional services provided are electrical repair, emergencies, new construction, renovation, tenant improvements,
exterior and interior landscape lighting,
retrofits, and service installations, only to name a few.
From design to finish, our experienced professionals will provide the expertise to ensure your electrical project is completed on time, on budget, and up to code. PDQ Electric LLC received a 2013 Best Contractor Award from Home Advisor. Visit our website at www.pdqelectricllc.com. Once again, www.pdqelectricllc.com, or call 404-509-9051. 404-509-9051. PDQ Electric LLC.
Do you have children under 18? Do you rent or own your home? How much money do you have saved for retirement? How do you plan to support yourself when you retire? What would you and your family do if a loved one died without a will or insurance? If you are not sure, you need to consult with Bowden Financial Group. Larry E. Bowden has over 20 years' experience in the insurance and financial service industry. He holds a BS degree from Morris Brown College in Business Administration and maintains a Georgia State Insurance license. He is a chartered senior financial planner and is the owner of Bowden Financial Group. Based on 100 average Americans, upon retirement age, 1% will be well-to-do, 3% will have no estate and will have to keep working, 4% will have income, 92% will be dependent or dead broke. Let Bowden Financial Group be your financial planner. After all, he has assisted thousands of individuals and small businesses over the years. Bowden Financial Group, 770-981-6024. Once again, 770-981-6024. Call now, Bowden Financial Group.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiqueetteladies at gmail.com.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are in the midst of our ongoing healthcare series entitled Be Kind to Your Health. And we have with us our special guest, J.P. Clay. He's from the Multicultural Healthcare Association, and he is giving us some tips on how we can secure healthcare coverage. J.P., I have another email here. It says, Dear Etiquette Lady and JP, thank you for covering this topic today. My daughter, who has two children, was laid off her job 3 months ago. She's been looking for insurance, but the premiums seem too high for her and her family. Will your program help her? And this comes from Sally G. in Atlanta.
Yes, well, I guess some general outlines of the actual ACA program is, and I'm glad that's a great question, kind of a lead into what incomes qualify. You know, anyone that's 100 to 400% of the FPL range, which is just a standard that the government has set, allows that someone that's at $11,500 to $46,000 for one individual would highly and more probably qualify for a subsidy. And then the range also goes for a family of two from $15,500 to $62,000, and for a family of four from $23,000 to $94,000. So if you're in those ranges, then there's just a case-by-case basis, but that makes you fall in between the 100% and the 400% FPL range, and that would allow you to qualify for a subsidy. But you can only get the subsidy by going to healthcare.gov and by choosing the silver plan.
Okay. All right, that's great information. Great information. Let's see. Here's one that says, Dear Etiquette Lady, thank you for the great topics you provide. I do not live in Georgia. Is this program also available in Florida? And this comes from Daisy in Jacksonville. Thanks, Daisy, for your question.
Yes, the Affordable Health Care Act is for all Americans in all states. It just be a question of going to healthcare.gov and just choosing the state that you live, and then they usually will back you into a zip code and also a county to give you the options that are available and the carriers available in that area.
And some people might, and I'm so glad that you just addressed the topic about income, because, you know, generally you hear that most people just don't have insurance simply because it's too high. So now that a lot of our listeners who are out there listening may see now that it is income-based, and so, you know, if you're considered in that underserved community, then do know that absolutely you can be insured. I have another email that says, does it matter if you've been uninsured for quite some time if you will qualify for coverage? And this comes from John. John is listening in Augusta.
Okay, John, yes, a good question. No, it's open to everyone. If you have insurance would be the only disqualifier, because if you have insurance, then, you, of course, you wouldn't be applying for insurance. But there is an opportunity there to evaluate the insurance that you have against what's available in the marketplace. And if your current insurance, of course, meets the standard, then you cannot just switch over to the marketplace. But the marketplace is designed for those without insurance or those who, in turn, are coming to a job end. The COBRAs came to an end, and they, in turn, are looking for insurance.
Okay. And if you would, those that may not be familiar with the COBRA coverage, can you just kind of address that for a minute, what that is?
Yes. You know, when you actually leave a job, the law does state that they will provide you with a continuation of coverage, and the abbreviation that is COBRA. But, you know, at a certain point, that is you have to pay a proportion of the actual plan that you previously had. Under the new reform, it does allow you to switch from COBRA to the actual marketplace available options. You just have to go online and apply.
Okay, so for those of you who did not know what that meant, now you do. In case you're just joining us, we are talking to J.P. Clay, and he is from the Multicultural Healthcare Association. He's talking about the proper way to secure coverage, and he's just wanting everybody, you know, put your anxieties to rest. And if you're not real comfortable, especially if you live in the Atlanta area, and or if you've been frustrated with trying to secure coverage, I'm going to let JP tell you again where you can actually go in person and receive the help that you need, so that this process can be very comfortable for you.
Thank you, Donna. Actually, yes, we can be reached at the Martin Luther King Senior Community Resource Complex, and working with Operation Hope on the second floor. We are actually going to be stationed there until the end of the month, myself and several other people from the Multicultural Healthcare Association. We will work with all those who come in regards to education and enroll. One thing I would like to say, in the process of enrolling over the last couple of days, there is such things out there, someone having a less than a dollar per month premium. So those are examples that the system works toward. They're actually making some type of subsidy arrangement, and then in turn are able to have insurance for the first time, some of those in years.
Okay. Now, JP, for those out there that are saying, hold it, wait a minute, I've heard insurance is so high and so on and so forth, repeat that again, if you would. Because I'm sure people are like, you know, some of their mouths have dropped open like, what? Is this real insurance or what? Can you
I wish I could say that it was only related to coming to see us down at the Multicultural Healthcare Association at 101 mm-hmm. Jackson Street, but that's not the case. Actually, healthcare.gov and the way the program is designed is it allows you that advanced income tax credit to be applied back against the possibility of you having a subsidy, and if you qualify within those parameters, then you can in turn get that credit applied towards your monthly premium. and doing so that in turn decreases the amount that you would have to pay. And we've seen ranges from, you know, $1 to, of course, $300, $400, but that is with the understanding that they did get some subsidy. It's just that it's on a sliding scale. Of course, the less you make, the higher the premium, and the higher you make under that 400%, the less of the tax credit is possible and applicable towards your premium per month.
Wow. Well, I'm sure this information is certainly a blessing to many. And so for those of you who just, you know, are close to throwing your hands up in the air and saying, look, you know, I can't afford this. I don't know what to do. I know that March 31st is the deadline. I don't know what I'm going to do. So after this show, you can certainly just kind of put your anxieties and fear to rest and know that this is a wonderful program. And even though, you know, initially, of course, JP, it got a bad rap on, you know, with the website and the challenges with the Marketplace website and things of that sort. So we certainly don't want anyone that is listening. If you did have a bad taste in your mouth, then we're just glad now that you will no longer have that because you know the possibilities. And I certainly do appreciate you, JP, for coming on to educate. Let me address one more. It says, how long will it take after applying for insurance? Do I have to go to visit the doctor? And this comes from George, and this is from Ohio. Thank you, George, for listening.
Excellent question, George. Actually, they have a standard in place. If you purchase your insurance, or the insurance will not go into effect until you make your first payment. But at that time, if it's before the 15th of the month, then it's the first of the following month. If it's after the 15th, it will be, you know, typically right 45 days later in regards to the first of the following month. So pay before the 15th, in turn the first of the following month. If it's after the 15th, and then it's the first of the following month passed.
Wow. So it sounds like roughly about 2 weeks or so. That is wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you to give, for locally, give your information one more time for those who may have joined us late. And if you, in the event that you did join us late, all of our shows are archived, so feel free to go back and listen to this show in its entirety if you didn't have an opportunity to take notes or if you're just joining late. And, JP, I'm going to let you go ahead and give out the information one more time, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is JP Clay with the Multicultural Healthcare Association. Currently, we are actually at the Operation Hope within the Martin Luther King Senior Community Resource Complex at 101 Jackson Street, Atlanta, Georgia. And the phone number for Hope is 404-228-0155, 404-228-0155. And again, my name is JP Clay, and I can also be reached at 404-855-1511, 404-855-1511.
JP, thanks again. I certainly applaud you and the organization, what you're doing. Thank you so much. I'm sure a lot of people will just, they feel much more comfortable now in knowing that there is an alternative to getting frustrated for going on the website. So I certainly do appreciate it.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
And, of course, each week we invite you to send a Random Act of Kindness. This week it says, I was sick recently without insurance. Just want to let you know that my aunt paid for my appointment, which cost her $350. Wow, that was really kind. This comes from Larry Young in Duluth. And he did not put his aunt's name down, but we definitely want to salute her. That was certainly a kind text. We do appreciate that. And Larry, thank you so much for sharing. Well, it's been a great show. I want to thank you all for listening. Thanks for supporting our show. everyone who sent emails, callers. We appreciate you. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. This comes from Proverbs 3:3, and be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week, or actually in 2 weeks. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.